Okay, so ¿cómo se dice wide receiver en español?
Receptor abierto.
Receptor abierto.
Ajá.
So if I say CeeDee Lamb es el receptor abierto más guapo en el todo mundo. Is that right?
CeeDee Lamb es el receptor abierto más guapo del mundo. Okay, all right. So you really think that CeeDee is the most handsome
wide receiver in
the world?
Okay. It's a nuanced answer, but we're gonna get to that in a bonus episode. Okay, so to answer your question, this is why it's nuanced, because if you're talking about strictly looks, when it comes to wide receivers, off the top of my head, I'm not like looking at every wide receiver in the league, so I hope nobody feels away. Not that y'all care.
she's not looking at pictures, so this is literally on the top of her head.
On the top of my head, I would have to give best looking to OBJ. But the thing about CeeDee.
Dear CeeDee, this is why you're the most handsome.
I can't believe I'm diving into this. Uh-huh. It'll be interesting to see how many listens this gets. To see if anybody like actually gives a fuck. Another thing about Anchor is you can see where people stop listening. So I'm definitely gonna be like, did they stop listening like 3 minutes into this? All right, so I have a type, and it's a unique type.
Oh, I know.
But
listeners don't, but I do. Go ahead.
I like athletic nerds.
Uh-huh.
And he gives off athletic nerd vibes.
100% agree.
Like, and to me, that's the difference. To me, that's the thing that, like, even though, like, going strictly off the physical, like, yeah, it's like OBJ. But if somebody's like, hey, like, you know, you can take a date to the Spurs game, and it can either be OBJ or CeeDee Lamb, I'm like, CeeDee.
Yeah.
I honestly think I'd have a better time, honestly. And I mean, it's not like he's not hot. Like, the smile, the hair, the body, the arms, the tattoo.
He has a very, very pretty smile.
And then on top of all that, he just comes off as just being a cool-ass dude. I saw a GIF of him one time basically making the motion for a Kamehameha wave. And I was like...
I've seen gifs of, I don't know if it's this is what you're
talking
about. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I've seen that too. Yeah, but that I don't know enough to know that.
Yeah, so he definitely...
It's Fondalidad in Spanish. I know that because I used to go travel. That's all I know.
Yeah, he definitely seems like the type to me into anime, into gaming, maybe even into sci-fi and some other nerd shit. And so I'm just like, yes, 100%. Yes.
CeeDee, you're at the top of the list. If you're listening, you're welcome to the podcast. Anytime you want to come, it's going to be fun. You're going to love Peach too. You're going to love her.
What? I did not script that.
None of this is script. So.
Bitch One's statements are her statements. They are not representative of the views of the Bitches Love Sports podcast. Although, in all honesty, I am kind of the shit, but
I think people know that by now. I mean, if you haven't caught up on that yet, I mean, you need to listen to some more episodes.
Gas me up.
It's true.
So who else? Like, you like Zeke.
I do.
How do you feel like he ranks among running backs?
Number one.
Really? I mean, I also like Zeke.
I do. I just
fly cute guy.
Yes.
But Alvin Kamara, come on.
Well, you know, okay. Ugh. I knew you were gonna say that. I know.
You don't need a crystal ball to see that.
No, I do not. I don't know. I just think Zeke is like, he's not just he's cute. It's just like the attitude that he brings. And like, he's like funny and like, I don't know, like wild hair and piercings and like, you know, it's shit that I don't know. Like, it's. I don't know. I think it's just really awesome.
He does seem to be a lot of fun. And yes. I could see you resonating with his character because I feel like that, I don't want to say impulsiveness, but like y'all kind of have that in common, that y'all both seem to kind of be firecrackers in a way.
Yep.
Which would like make me really scared for y'all to hang out, because I just feel like y'all would get into some kind of trouble. Because like, you know how that one episode we were talking about what people might do in a fight?
Yeah.
Like, you're the type that would be like, out of the three of us, most likely to throw a punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zeke, I feel like among his teammates, is most likely to throw a punch and laugh. So I could see y'all just out somewhere having fun. Not even on no date shit. Just out somewhere having fun, a carnival or some shit. Some crazy shit happens and he ends up punching somebody. You gonna laugh, he gonna laugh. That person gonna feel disrespected. And next thing you know.
Yes. I can see that happening.
Next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call.
Yo.
And be like, S-Pain, talk to you about laughing at people.
Okay, like, to my defense, not that I need any, but to my defense, I feel like a lot of people in this country of the United States of America gets very offended very easily when you're just either stating your opinion, or if you're saying something that whatever doesn't like align with them in any way, it doesn't matter what it is, almost 100% of the people here get very offensive. Like, they get very like, not me. Like, I'm like, bitch, whatever. Like, you know, like, it's whatever. Like, it's just an opinion that somebody said, whatever. Like, it doesn't, I don't know if it's because of my culture that I grew up like that. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know if I have like a tougher skin. I don't know if it's because everything.
So what you're saying is Americans is soft? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if you put it like that.
I think what Bitch One is trying to say is that it's a coincidence that she's run into a lot of soft Americans in the circles that she happens to frequent.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, I could see that, considering that some of our circles overlap.
Yes.
I will say those circles, I don't believe, are representative of the country as a whole.
Okay,
hence,
that's fair.
Hence my comment in a separate conversation that we won't jump into, where I said canceling is not a thing.
It is not.
Because I was referring to the fact that if this one circle did start to feel a way, I was just like, and?
And.
Right. Like, and?
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, like, not, yes, let's just leave it at that.
All right, so WNBA, you think Candace Parker is cute?
Oh, yes, but also, because I didn't really, like, know a lot of players, but my boyfriend's boo is...
Skylar?
Yes!
Megan Smith?
Oh my god, she's so cute!
Bad cute.
Adorable. AFC is really fucking cute.
Definitely. Yeah. She dresses up nice.
Oh man, did you see the picture?
She was cute on the court too.
Yes.
Which ones? I've seen some. No.
The last ones with the MVP, with like the trophy and stuff.
I don't think I saw the ones that you're referring to.
She's just so cute. She's just adorable. Yeah. But I think Candace is funny.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to women, we have completely different tastes. I have like no taste in women. Pretty much no taste. Except once every 7 years or so. So it's like, when I look at the WNBA, I'm just like, who the fuck is hotter than Brittany Griner? But that's a very different type of woman than Candace Parker.
Yes.
Very, very different.
Very
you know?
Different. Very different. I do find Brittany very attractive too, though, to be fair.
Okay, so you have good taste. You have respectful taste.
Okay. All right. Like, the other women that I've named are not hot at all.
Like, what you. But now, y'all, for real, a few weeks ago, I don't remember what happened that made me say this. I told Bitch One, I was like, because like a comment that I make oftentimes when I'm referring to sexuality is that sexuality is on a spectrum.
Yeah.
So I identify as heterosexual and I'm probably about 95% straight, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, something happened. I think it was a block she made during the Olympics or something. I was like, I felt the needle drop. I was like, there was a couple minutes there where it went to like from 95 to like 80. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? It was sexy though. But, you know, I mean, hey. I don't know where I was going now. I'm like, hey.
You're just saying that sometimes it's okay to be attracted to other genders, and it happens because sexuality is a spectrum.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, you just kind of have to know what your boundaries are. Like, right. I know, like, every now and then. Because, I mean, it's like, it's not every day you run across a woman who's 6'9 with the wingspan of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
Like,
right.
But it's like, I know, like, every now and then there might be a woman that's attractive, but I know myself well enough to know I would never try to date a woman. I would never try to be, like, sexually involved.
It's hard.
So I've heard.
To be really honest with you, man, like, I haven't had very many girlfriends. I'm queer, y'all. I'm pansexual. I don't know if that matters, but, you know, y'all might wonder why I'm saying this. But anyways, it is fucking hard. It is hard because it's like, it's so many like feelings and emotions and like all of it at once. And it's like, it's so much easier to date a dude.
There was a situation where I was dating this one guy and I was venting to one of my guy friends and I was just like, he did this and he said that. And I'm just like, I can't deal with this. I don't know what's going on. And it's just really starting to stress me out. And I like broke down the whole situation. And he was like, oh, now you know what it's like to date a woman. And I was like, what? I was like, you deal with this? And he's like, well, I mean, yeah, we just kind of get used to it and we just start to think that's what it is. That's what comes with dating women. We don't really question it. And I'm just like, oh my God.
It is hard, like, all of that.
it
is really sexy. Well, to me, I'm just speaking for my own,
Preferences,
thank you. It is hot and it is sexy and you know, I like tits and I like butts a lot. Butts is my favorite part of the body on anybody, doesn't matter who you are. Probably gonna check your butt out. But it is really fucking hard. When I started dating women, I was like, damn, I feel bad for all the men that I've dated before.
Because
this is fucking hard. It is really hard.
First, we have the men coming after us for talking about the patriarchy. Now the women are about to have a big problem.
I mean, I'm not, you know, listen. Women are beautiful. I love women. I do. Women are beautiful. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because they are. I still love tits and butts. And you know, it's really good, like, my boyfriend, like, we're very open with all this shit, so whenever we go somewhere and like we see somebody that we think is hot, we be like, oh, yo, look at that person, like, we can share that. So it's really awesome.
I do think it's good to be able to share that.
Yes.
I think that's healthy.
Yes.
But since this is not a relationship advice podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. I was about to go on a tangent about the importance of that and having that sort of bond with your partner.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hopefully I don't go too deep into this, but I just feel like this must be said. Like, so many times I feel like people go into these situations with all these expectations and preconceived notions about what a relationship is quote unquote supposed to be, and they forget to just like learn that person and be their friend and figure out like how y'all match up. And that's why I date how I date now. Like, I don't like going into a situation like saying like I'm looking for a boyfriend, because it's just like not everybody is boyfriend material. That doesn't even mean they're bad.
Right.
There are some dudes that I love kicking it with. We can go out. I might go to their place. Like, we hang out. We text. We have all sorts of fun conversations together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, yeah, I don't think this would go anywhere as a monogamous romantic relationship.
Right.
So I'm not going to waste their time or mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I will enjoy this connection that we have over sports or Jujutsu Kaisen or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, I just feel like if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, it's important to be able to like really be yourself.
Right.
And really be in a place where you can allow them to be themselves.
Right.
And if that means that they stare at women with a nice ass, like even if you didn't participate in that, I feel like it's important to be a good partner to him, to be the kind of partner that's gonna let him just be the type of dude who stares at a woman with a nice ass,
you know? Right. I mean, I don't know. I just I honestly, I've never dated anybody like my boyfriend. Shout out to you, babe.
I really was just thinking, I'm like, oh, you brought him up so many times today. That's so cute.
I mean, you know, we spent a lot of time together. But anyways, I really appreciate the way that he supports all my endeavors.
So
yes, it's just like, hey, whatever you need to do, babe, whatever you need to go, like, it's cool, whatever you need to be doing, it's cool. And I don't know, I've had like, why are we dipping into this shit right now?
I don't know. You don't have to keep going. It's a bonus episode. Like, we can cut it on right there.
Anywho,
it
yes.
sounds like your boo is very supportive, and that's important. I think it's a beautiful thing when you can just be in a relationship with a person as they are instead of expecting them to conform to somebody they're not just to make you feel better. So
right.
I love that y'all have that with each other.
Yes.
All right, so now. We wrap up basketball.
Do we have to name one?
So many.
So many.
I saw a Zach LaVine commercial the other day, and I was like, damn. Saw Devin Booker on the commercial, and I was like,
you know, CP3 is really
awesome
to me, too.
So every time I see CP3, I'm like, damn.
Yes. I don't think I had actually paid attention to him before, but
I'm
like,
to tell you.
I know you did. I know. That's what I'm saying.
And our guy is not beautiful.
He is. He is a beautiful man. Yeah, and it's you too. Don't worry, baby.
I was wondering when I was like, is she gonna say it?
Yes. Actually, because we were watching, a little bit of the Lakers, and we were at this game last night, and. I have forgotten about this, but I guess I told my boyfriend also that my boo was also Steph Curry. He was like, oh, your boys playing after your boy. Like, your boys are playing today. And I'm like, my boy? Like, I was like, who is like Steph? And I'm like, oh, I sort of forgot about that dude. Like, yeah, he's cute. I guess because he was very well known in the NBA before I actually was a fan or a follower, you know? Like, he was in a lot of social media that I guess I was seeing or whatever.
He is a cute dude, but you know who's hot that should be in the NBA but isn't? LiAngelo Ball. Okay, and what's interesting is like out of all the tweets I've posted, the tweet that got the most likes and retweets was a tweet where I was like, it's a crying shame that nobody's picked up LiAngelo Ball. And I was like, out of all the shit that we say on Twitter, that was the thing that people were like, fucking yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
But yes. I can tell from the look on your face that you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm about to pull up his picture here so you can be on the same page with me.
Yes, I'm sure I'm gonna.
I present to you. I mean, all the Ball brothers are cute.
Who is this?
That's him.
Yeah, that was.
And then that's Lonzo, and that's LaMelo.
I like him better.
Yeah.
I mean,
verdict is in.
I'm just saying, you know.
Well, on that note, anything else about relationships or athletic nerds or?
No, I'm only gonna say that I really hope the Spurs are gonna do good. I wanna see DeJounte Murray killing it, and I was really sad to see fucking Patty playing for the Nets last night. I was
thinking
angry.
About that every time they said his name. I was just like,
I was so sad.
Why?
He did great though. He fucking killed it. He had a great game, but I was like, you know what? I didn't even like the Nets. Start out, so like now I'm just like no.
I mean, I respect the Nets as a team. I've never been a Nets fan. I do, it sounds weird, but I do like the black jersey. I love that their color is black.
It is.
And I think they have a lot of potential as a team. I wouldn't call myself a fan. I just respect players that are on the team. The Marcus Aldridge and
Kevin
Durant.
Yes, agree. I do respect some of the players.
Just some of them.
Well, I mean, I don't know. All of them are the ones that I know. Okay, like, you know, whatever. But I was just really sad.
Yeah, I expect great things from them as a team. But as far as, like, you know, me being a fan, what y'all are gonna hear from me on this podcast through most of the season. You're gonna hear a lot about the Spurs.
Yep.
Might hear a little bit about the Mavericks, depending on how they do. You might hear something about the Pelicans, because I feel obligated. New Orleans.
We will. We will say something.
Say something. But, yeah. Phoenix Suns.
I was gonna say.
You know, I want to see what they do. Yeah. I want to see what they do. And part of me is really curious about the Lakers, too. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I'm rooting for them because I want to see this experiment that LeBron James is conducting succeed.
Yeah, I was surprised they lost last night.
I wasn't surprised if they lost. They haven't built a lot of chemistry as a team. I mean, think
about
it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, our team that we skate on, mm-hmm. we skate a lot together. Mm-hmm. But we have no idea what would happen if we had to face another opponent.
That's true.
We don't know what each other, what we're like whenever there's an actual game on the line. We don't know how we respond to other people, like, talking shit to us. Yeah. You know, we don't know who might be distracted and, you know, who's going to disappoint us. So it's like, I was like, it's one game.
That is the first game.
And, like, everybody's got questions about Russell Westbrook right now. I'm just like, it's one game. Literally one game, y'all. Calm down.
Yeah, chill. I don't know, but I'm very excited. Like, the Spurs are going, well, sort of the same shit too. But I'm I don't know. I'm really hoping that they're gonna do good this season.
I hope they do too. And I was really glad to see the Milwaukee Bucks come out and kill it last night.
Yes, it was a nice game. It was a good game to watch.
They have that NBA commercial that's like, you know, when was the last time it was anybody's game? And I'm like, I really don't think it's anybody's, but but it's a lot less clear than it's been in the past, you know, as far as like who's gonna rise to the top. So this should be a fun season to watch.
Yes, that's why I'm excited about it too, because it's very, it could be any, well, not anybody, but you know, there's a lot more chances for other teams to get it this year, so I'm excited for this season.
All right, on that note,
yeah,
I think we're done.
I think so.
I'm bitched too.
I'm Bitch One.
One last shout out to CD. Bitches love you.
Bitches love you.
We out.
Bye.